Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace. I'm Pastor Brett Walker. I found it interesting that Christmas fell on a Sunday this year, but what may have been more interesting is the reaction many people had to having service on Christmas Day. My rebuttal was usually in the vein of, well, if you don't want to come to church on Christmas, then don't. And that might seem a bit blunt, but honestly, we Christians are challenged to a deeper relationship with God through Jesus Christ than simply indulging in the gluttony of Christmas gift-giving. After all, what gift could possibly top the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus? None that I can think of. Through the opening stanzas of John's Gospel, we hear the incredible truth that Jesus is God, and that God became flesh and dwelt among us. It's a startling revelation that once we as Christians fully understand it, we are never the same. So grab your Bible, turn it to John chapter 1, and prepare your heart and mind as we take a closer look at the Word made flesh. We come to Christmas. It seems like we wait expectantly for this day every year. And sometimes it seems like we start waiting for Christmas in January. We wistfully begin to think about the past Christmas and maybe what the Christmas of that year will bring. Christmas is a joyful time. It's a time when families gather. It's a time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord. Today is the beginning of the Christmas season, despite what the world would have us to believe. The Christmas season didn't start on Black Friday. Christmas season starts today, and it will end in 12 days. Imagine that. But we come to Christmas with hearts open wide. This is a day when people often find a time to reconnect with their God and to further consider just exactly what he did for us on that day when he was born in Bethlehem. So let us hear the word of the Lord for us today. This is John chapter 1, not your typical nativity narrative, but certainly going along with the sentiment of the day. John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Heavenly Father, we take time out from our celebrations and family gatherings to worship you, our God and King. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, guide us into paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And may this time of learning bear the mark of your blessing upon it. For we ask it in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Well, last night, I asked the question, do we get it? Do we get it? Because sometimes it seems as though the meaning of Christmas is lost in the wash of family gatherings and gift giving and shopping and the music on the radio and the shows on TV. Sometimes it seems like we don't get it, but here we are. Going home last night, I watched the Midnight Mass in the Vatican. And I love to watch it because I love the pageantry of it, the tradition of it, the fact that they still do the Mass in Latin. And not only in Latin, but there were many prayers that were offered up last night in many different languages, in Chinese and Russian and Hindu. And it was just a fascinating thing to me that so many people could come from all around the world with one purpose, and that was to worship God in that moment. It's a beautiful location, St. Peter's Basilica there in the Vatican. But the one thing that really struck me, and the one thing that really got my attention, was the reverence of the Holy Word of God. You see, they don't simply receive the Word. They hold it up, revere it, worship it. It is the Word of God. They literally held the tome up of the four Gospels, and they carried it around so that all could see, and then Pope Francis took it and held it up. And then he offered it back to the acolyte who took it. And he placed it in a place of honor right in front of a statue of the baby Jesus. And they laid it there because of the symbolism. This was the Word made flesh. Jesus Christ came into the world. He is the Word of God. And so they revere the Word of God. They worship the Word of God. What does it mean that the Word was made flesh? If we read this passage, and beginning at verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word was God. If we apply the commutative property of mathematics to this simple statement, the Word is God, the Word was made flesh, therefore God made flesh. It was God born into this world. The Word made flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It strikes me how John chose to open his gospel with the words "in the beginning," echoing the opening strains of Genesis. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Hi. And he applies that. Thank you. Oh, I love warm hugs.
I do.
It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I can't put him down now. I've got him now. Or he has me. He was in the beginning with God. Jesus is eternal, just as God the Father is eternal. We say this in the Nicene Creed: God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Jesus is not a part of creation. He's not a created thing. He is God from very God. Yes, I know. Right? God from very God. Light from light. True God from true God. Jesus, the very Word of God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing was made. Not one thing came into being without him. Jesus, with God the Father, is the Creator. the fullness of the Godhead was realized in the birth of our Savior. We're told in verse 10 that He was in the world and the world came into being through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He was the Creator. He created all things, and yet His own creation turned against Him. His own creation did not recognize Him. How many times, I wonder, do we worship the creation and ignore the Creator? And it's easy to do. You can stare at the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa is a beautiful painting. One of the most perfect works of art in existence. The Mona Lisa is just gorgeous, and you could stare and almost worship and revere this painting and forget that it was the brushstrokes and the hand of a man that put the paint to canvas that created that work of art. We forget about Leonardo da Vinci. He's an afterthought. Oh yeah, there was a guy who painted that. But look at how beautiful it is. Sometimes that's how we treat God's creation. Look at the majesty and the splendor of the mountains and the sun coming up over the ocean and the birds in the air and the blue skies and totally forget that the hand of God made it all. He was in the world and the world came into being through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to what was His own, and His own people did not accept Him. The most remarkable thing about Christmas is this, that God became His creation. He became one of us. We are the work of His hands. We are made in His image. He became one of us. And that's probably what is most remarkable about all of the things about Christmas. God came into His own, and His own people did not accept Him. But verse 12 says, "But all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, out of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God." When we believe in Jesus as our Savior, when we believe in God and worship Him, God gives us the power to become children of God because we believe in the name of Jesus. That's right. That's an amazing thing. God gives us the power to become children of God who are born of God. And finally, in verse 14, "The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." There is a world of theology packed into that one sentence. The Word became flesh. God became flesh and lived among us. Emmanuel means God with us. And we, John speaking as an eyewitness, we have seen His glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Remember that John was one of the three men who went to the Mount of Transfiguration and saw Jesus glorified, standing there. His clothes as white, whiter than any launderer could make white. And His face dazzling like the sun. He had seen His glory, and now He witnessed to it. He testified to it. "We have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son." The only Son of God stepped into the world full of grace and truth. A I like to read this sometimes, and where it says word, replace it with the name of Jesus, because it tells us what we need to know about the Son of God. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. And Jesus became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And so we come to Christmas. And maybe this text today seems out of place for the image of a newborn baby lying in a manger. But this is what it is all about. It's not about a child. It's about God himself stepping into the world to fix a problem that we created because there was nothing that we could do to solve it. Because the love of God is so strong, so permeating every aspect of the world, so overcoming every dark thought of man, that his grace is irresistible. What draws us here today? What brings us to this place apart from the festivities of the season to worship Christ our Savior? Somewhere in the dark recesses of human hearts, there is a place that recognizes the breadth and depth of all that God has done for us in a single act. God became what he made to rescue us from eternal separation from him. This Christmas, and maybe for the rest of our lives, let us always give thanks for God's amazing love and grace. Incredible and amazing God, our Father, words cannot convey our love for you in this moment. The love you have showered upon us reflected back to you. Your love poured out upon us, overflowing in our hearts, flooding our lives and poured out upon others around us. May your Holy Spirit fill us to overflowing so we may spill out of this place into the world, carrying your light and grace to our homes, our families, our community, our world. Yet we are imperfect vessels, cracked and leaking, and so we need your Spirit daily. Help us to seek opportunities to grow in your grace, and throughout the year, to grow closer to you through your holy word. May our lives honor the sacrifice you made for us. May our love for others reflect your love for us. All this we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the very Word of God made flesh. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service at 9 a.m., and Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week, and right now we are studying the Holy Land of the Bible. And here's something fun that I hope you'll consider. This Saturday night is New Year's Eve, and we will be gathering as a community in front of Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown all about 11:45 p.m. Bring noisemakers and join in the festivities as we literally ring in the new year at midnight by ringing the church bell 17 times for 2017. It promises to be a fun night, so we hope to see you there. Now, if our message today has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? And consider sharing it on the social media platform of your choice. You can also access this podcast through the Podbean app on Android or on iTunes. Just search for Guerrilla Christianity. Keep listening, keep growing, and I pray that God will continue to bless you in your journey of faith. Amen.